Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So today on the Business Hub then, we are talking about something which has been in the news a huge amount recently. And it's an area actually that I had very little idea about beforehand, but we are definitely learning more. And to help us learn a little bit more from Newton Solicitors, I have Andrew Corkwell. Hello, Andrew.
Hi there, Beth.
Just let us know what you do then. What kind of a solicitor are you, and what areas do you normally cover?
So I'm a restructuring solicitor, and I cover all aspects of insolvency law and business turnaround.
And I presume then you've been keeping a very keen eye on Carillion in the news recently.
Yes, absolutely. We've been keeping a watchful eye on Carillion, principally because it's such a large-scale insolvency. And I think in terms of the impact that it's made in the news, it's of concern to a good number of businesses that are in the supply chain of Carillion and who are wondering kind of what impact that might have for them.
So Carillion then are a building firm. They're a huge construction firm that don't just take on private work, they also take on public sector work. So as you've just suggested there, it's not just affecting the people that are literally putting up the buildings, laying the bricks and the foundations. The potential sort of ripples of this are huge, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. So the major impact of this is the amount of debt that Carillion owed to unsecured creditors, which is estimated to be in the region of £700 million. So this is kind of businesses, you know, in its supply chain that were expecting to receive cash for work that they carried out for Carillion, and who all of a sudden, as a result of the insolvency, basically now know that that cash is not going to come through. There's a number of areas here. So there's that sort of money that was owed prior to the insolvency. The fact that it's gone into liquidation now, that money is, you know, is written off. It's not going to be recoverable in the way that you know, those creditors obviously hoped it might be. There's issues around kind of ongoing trading. So Carillion has gone into liquidation. Normally that means that the business would cease to trade. That's consistent with kind of the normal principles of liquidation. But because of the complexity of the various contracts that Carillion carried out, the government desires some of those contracts to continue because it's in the best interests of the economy generally.
It's definitely something that over the next few months we'll be keeping a close eye on, and possibly will affect areas that nobody would ever thought, oh, of course that will affect that. That's a firm this massive is going to have a backlash that you might not expect.
I think that's entirely right. I think the issue and challenge with it is its size and scale. You know, I've sort of been doing insolvency now for nearly 20 years, and the impact on the sort of trading businesses, the normal kind of SME sort of business owner, I think will be felt quite significantly, to be honest. But it hasn't yet manifested itself into those real difficulties, but I suspect they will come, and when they do come, those businesses that are kind of under pressure as a result of monies that they've not been able to collect from Carillion basically need to be on top of kind of the positions that they're in and try their best to kind of take advice early, try and take steps to do what they can to avoid insolvency. But doing that as soon as you can, talking to advisors, trying to kind of get ahead of the curve is the best way to try and avoid the business from going into insolvency and being hit by the knock-on effect.
I presume then, Andrew, you at Newton Solicitors, you and the team are available if there's somebody locally who thinks this could affect me, or perhaps they're not going to be directly affected by Carillion, but they're just concerned of a similar sort of area. If somebody comes to you at Newton Solicitors, can they get help and advice from you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very happy to engage with people that want to receive advice on this area. It's a highly complex area, and it's one that people just need to access the right support and I'm available, the team's available to field those queries. What we also do is work hand in glove with other relevant specialists as well, so it's not necessarily just about kind of what legal advice is required. Sometimes there's a need for accessing new finance. Sometimes there's a need for kind of advice from an insolvency practitioner, turnaround advice, that sort of thing. We can basically deploy our own sort of legal advice, but also the advice of people that are within our trusted network to support our clients.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.